Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Texas Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the issue of same-sex marriage benefits, not so fast. They ultimately held that the 2015 opinion from the United States Supreme Court did not address the right to tax, insurance, or other benefits, only the so-called right to marry. This is a big setback for the same-sex marriage advocates. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The issue here is these benefits, the so-called same-sex marriage benefits, was at the Texas Supreme Court, the highest court of Texas, and you had a unanimous decision that said, no, that issue of benefits, the right to tax and other benefits regarding marriage, that was not addressed at the United States Supreme Court. That still is an open issue to be litigated, and so that continues in the lower courts and certainly within the Texas legislature. So this is a major blow to the same-sex marriage agenda that just simply assumes that the Supreme Court covers all of these areas. And frankly, the Supreme Court decision is fairly limited in its ultimate scope. And the Texas Supreme Court acknowledged the limitations of that decision.
You know, Matt, what's the difference between if someone who's a pedophile or someone who's an adulterer or somebody who practices bestiality asking for benefits, than same-sex couples?
Well, that's an interesting question. Certainly, what you have here is people have made this argument that when the Supreme Court issued its ruling, that everything else in the whole legislative scheme ought to be automatically changed.
Right.
There's no other area of law where you would literally just rewrite all these other areas of law. In fact, we argued this, Matt, in Kentucky, when we represented Kim Davis, that even if you accept the validity of the Supreme Court's decision, which frankly wasn't based on the Constitution, the precedents, or the law, it was just pulled out of nowhere, like Roe versus Wade, the abortion decision. But even if you accept that validity of it and assume that it was based upon precedent, which it's not, but assume that you did, that doesn't mean that all of the statutes on the state level are automatically rewritten. So in Kim Davis's case, the president of the Senate actually issued a brief in support of Kim Davis, an amicus brief, saying that the laws of Kentucky are shredded. That means that all the laws speak about spouse, and spouse are husband and wife, male and female. If you change that definition, all of a sudden, what happens to death benefits for workers' compensation? What happens to insurance coverage in the private sector or the public sector? What happens to state income tax benefits for married couples? All of these things have to be addressed by the legislature. They don't automatically become self-effectuating. And that's the issue that went before the Texas Supreme Court, the issue of benefits. And they said, no, that still is an open question.
Well, Obergefell didn't address any of those issues.
Right.
It was overly broad. It was arbitrary. It was capricious. Of course, it was not rooted in the Constitution. It was not rooted in precedent. It was not rooted in our history relative to public policy and so forth. But to Holly's question about, I always say, take any other form of sexual immorality and place it in, do you have an adultery lobby? Well, maybe there are people who, but say, take swingers, and say, do they all get special benefits because they're swingers? Do adulterers get special benefits because they're adulterers?
Look at the basis of this is wrong,
Yeah, the people that are shacking up. So homosexual sin, have the Supreme Court say, oh, we're going to apply this decision because we've, falsely applied the term marriage to these aberrant sexual relationships, to say that somehow now means that all these benefits are part and parcel of that broad rambling decision by Justice Kennedy. No, in Texas here, the Texas Supreme Court is saying not so fast.
Yeah, and Justice Jeffrey Boyd, who wrote the opinion for the unanimous Supreme Court of Texas, stated that while the Obergefell decision must be considered, the court is constrained because the U.S. Supreme Court did not decide the particular question of benefits. The Texas Supreme Court set the case back down to the trial court to now determine the issue. When the case was originally filed, the lower court granted a temporary injunction blocking the city from distributing the spousal benefits. The Intermediate Court of Appeals reversed the trial court. The case then went to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court essentially sided with that lower court. That's where it's going to go back to. And so here, what they said is that marriage benefits, the things that come with marriage, whether it's tax or whether it's insurance or whether it's death benefits or whether it's survivorship or whether it's wills and trust, all of these benefits, they say, are not, quote, fundamental rights, close quote. They're not fundamental rights, and they were not addressed by the United States Supreme Court. These are open questions for the state and the courts to consider. You don't find oftentimes courts being very specific. You know, one of the nice things I think about Justice Gorsuch on the United States Supreme Court, what we've seen so far in him with regards to the case involving religious freedom regarding Trinity Lutheran Church, and also the case coming from Arkansas regarding whether or not Arkansas should be forced to change the birth certificate to include two women on the child's birth certificate. Gorsuch has been very precise and not loose in his constitutional interpretations and application of the Constitution. And that's what we need justices and judges to do, be very precise with the legal question that's before them. Sometimes what happens is these courts or judges use these cases as a broad opportunity to literally invent brand new law, if you will, that has nothing to do with the facts or the law before them.
Perhaps they don't know the Constitution. Could that be the main problem?
Or they don't respect the Constitution.
They don't respect it. They're looking for ways to circumvent it. And we call that, of course, we call that judicial activism, as opposed to what we're seeing here in Texas, which is judicial restraint, which is what a good judges exercise. And of course, as they it's often said, don't mess with Texas. I found it interesting that Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and a very large contingent of Texas state senators and other representatives filed friend of the court briefs supporting the plaintiffs in this.
Yeah, and Justice John Devine said, you know, in these decisions that spousal benefits are not a fundamental right. You know, you've got Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. They are strong supporters of the rule of law. You also have certainly Attorney General Ken Paxton, strong supporter of the rule of law. And this is, I think, shocked some of the people. They didn't anticipate it, but it is the correct decision. You know, it is the correct decision from a legal standpoint. The Supreme Court did not automatically answer all the questions. You know, when we were litigating the issue of Kim Davis, some of the liberal media that are oftentimes referred to as fake news today, they would say, well, the Supreme Court decided the issue. You have to issue same-sex marriage license. And I would say, no, they never decided the issue of religious liberty. That was the issue that was being litigated in Kim Davis, that she had a religious liberty constitutional right and statutory right under the Kentucky Religious Freedom Restoration Act to be able to have her religious convictions protected and therefore opt out. That issue has still today never been decided by the United States Supreme Court. Now, it will be decided, at least partially, in the case regarding the Baker. That's the issue there. Does the Baker have a religious freedom right to opt out of being forced not to participate in form a same-sex marriage,
right,
but to be a part of a same-sex ceremony? Does that Baker have a religious liberty opt-out right to not be forced to celebrate, promote, and artistically advance a message of same-sex unions which collides with that person's religious conviction? I think he clearly does. That's a case that they just recently accepted. It's the Baker case out of Colorado, and that will be heard later on this fall. Liberty Counsel will file an amicus brief in that case. We'll keep you informed as we move forward. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially. You can go to the website at the bottom, sign up for our Liberator newsletters, and also the Liberty Alert emails and other emails to keep you informed of your family, faith, and freedom so that you can make a difference in your community and in America.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel.